Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, May 25th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to get into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram that he recently discussed on his Ask Me Anything. We'll talk about what's more important, consistency or posting with intent, what to do if someone is harassing you by creating fake accounts, and how to target another country with your content. We'll also talk about some feature suggestions. We'll get into all of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or even every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. It's weekly, it's free, and it has zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings, pretending that you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's start with the reach questions. First, what's more important, consistency or posting with intent? This is a really good question. I actually thought Adam was going to say consistency, but he did not.
I'd say posting with intent. I think too often people feel like they have to post something, or they post, they're trying to get more reach, but they are not really clear about reach to what end, right? Like, are you trying to sell a product, build a brand, evangelize a cause, build a community? You know, your content, yes, you want your content to get lots of reach, but you're also trying to ideally accomplish a goal. And if you're not intentional about what that goal is, you sometimes can just chase reach at the expense of being productive. It's true that consistency is helpful, but I think intent is more important.
I definitely see his point and I agree with it. Let's move on to the next reach-related question. Does deleting a reel hurt your Instagram algorithm or reach? The answer to that is no.
If you delete a reel, that reel will certainly not get any more reach, but it's not going to affect the amount of reach your next posts or reels get. So if you feel like it was a mistake or you just want to get it off your profile, feel free to delete it or archive it.
Feel free to delete reels, or you can alternatively archive them. Let's move on to the next question. As a UK creator, am I able to target a US audience? So this person is in the United Kingdom and they want to target people who live in the United States with their content. They can't do that directly. Here's Adam's answer.
You can certainly reach people in the US as a UK creator, but there's not a way to specifically target just the US.
All right, let's move on to the next question, which has to do with when someone is being harassed. The question, what do I do if someone is harassing me by creating fake accounts? Good question.
So you should definitely block one of their accounts or the accounts. But when you do, you can actually also block all of the other accounts that they have created and all the accounts that they're going to create into the future. So that's one of the options if you look carefully during the block flow. That way they can't just create more accounts and continue to harass you.
All right, let's move on to a question about trial reels. Can I post a trial reel and then post the same reel on my main page? The answer to that is yes. That is exactly how you are supposed to do it. Here's Adam's answer.
Yeah, it's actually what it was designed to do. So after you see how a trial does, if you want it to be actually on your profile and to go to your followers, you can upgrade it. That's one of the options.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Adam is going to answer all the product-related suggestions that people gave him, including how about adding a search box in the story viewers list and add a dislike button. And why won't you let us see who stalks our profiles and who shares our posts or stories? That is so important. All right, stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's move into all the Instagram product suggestions that people have submitted this week. The first one, let us see who stalks our profile and who shares our posts or stories already. I agree. It would be nice to know who looked at your profile, but would it be really important and incredibly relevant to know who is actually sharing your content? Because those are the true super fans. But you have no way of knowing who shares your content unless they tag you in that share. So for instance, if they share it to their story and they tag you, then you would know. But apart from that, there's no way to know who is sharing your content with who.
I get a lot of people want us to do that, but the issue is if we do that, then people are going to be a lot less comfortable looking at profiles and sharing posts, which seems probably bad for the overall community. So is sort of an example of where, yeah, you might want it as an individual, but you might not like the effects it has on the overall Instagram if everyone could do that. So probably not going to do it.
I know he said they're not going to do that, but I still want it. Let's move on to the next one. Add a dislike button. I'm not necessarily a fan of this concept, but there is an option to say that you are not interested in a piece of content. So you do have that recourse, even though there is not a dislike button. Here's Adam's answer to add a dislike button.
This is another one that we've thought about, but I don't think really makes sense because I don't know that we really want to be embracing that kind of negative energy on Instagram. Now, we've done things like downvoting comments before, and I think there are places where something like this might make sense, but just to have like a on every single post just seems like not the kind of vibe we're trying to create at Instagram. We're trying to support creativity and be positive as best we can. And so probably not.
All right. And the last question from the head of Instagram today, how about adding a search box to the story viewers list? This is really a great suggestion because when you look at the list of your story viewers, it can be quite long. And if you're looking for someone specific, you might have to do a lot of scrolling to try to find their name. So a search box would be really helpful. Here's Adam's answer to that suggestion.
I like that idea. That's definitely one that we will look into. It's a cool one.
All right, that's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. A little bit of a shorter episode today. Thank you so much for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. All your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you got a post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.